Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, March 29th, 2026. And the passage for our reflection today comes from the evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and asked, 'Who is this?' And the crowds replied, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.'" The city was shaken. Not stirred, not curious, not mildly interested, but shaken. And today the church invites us to allow that same question to shake us. Who is this? Because how we answer that question will determine everything. Our hope, our suffering, our faith, our love, and even the way we carry our crosses. The people answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet." Was not wrong. But it was not enough. Some saw him as a teacher, some as a miracle worker, some as a political hope, and some as a passing excitement. They spread cloaks and waved palms. They shouted Hosanna. And yet, within days, many of the same voices would cry, "Crucify him." Why? Because they welcomed the Messiah they wanted, not the Savior he truly was. They wanted victory without sacrifice, power without suffering, glory without a cross. But Jesus enters Jerusalem not on a war horse, but on a donkey, not to take a throne, but to carry a cross, not to conquer enemies, but to surrender himself for them. And this is where the question becomes personal. Who is Jesus to me? Palm Sunday is not just about what happened in Jerusalem on that day. It's about what happens in the human heart. Who is this? Is he a comforting idea, a Sunday habit, a moral teacher, a distant figure from long ago? Or is he the Lord? Because if he is Lord, then he does not come only to bless our plans, he comes to transform them. If he is Lord, he will enter the places we keep closed. He will overturn what does not belong. He will lead us where we would not choose to go. He will lead us to the cross. The gospel says the city was shaken. The Greek word suggests something like an earthquake. Whenever Jesus truly enters a life, there is shaking. Old securities are shaken. False identities are shaken. Attachments are shaken. Illusions are shaken. And sometimes we resist this shaking. We want the palms, but not the passion. We want the hosannas, but not the surrender. We want Easter, but not Good Friday. Yet the mystery of our faith is this: there is no resurrection without the cross. There is no glory without surrender. There is no salvation without love poured out. Today we also hear the Passion. The same Jesus who is welcomed is rejected, praised, then condemned, acclaimed, then abandoned. And in that passion, another answer to the question appears. Who is this? This is the one who remains silent when accused. This is the one who forgives those who nail him to the wood. This is the one who carries our sin, our fear, our brokenness. This is the one who loves to the end. At the cross, the Roman centurion gives the deepest answer of all. Truly, he says, truly, this was the Son of God. Today we stand with the crowd. We hold palms, but we also hold our fears, our wounds, our resistance. Palm Sunday asks us gently and honestly, will I follow Jesus only when he blesses me, or will I follow him when the road leads to sacrifice? Will I welcome him only into the bright places, or will I let him enter my suffering, my uncertainty, my weaknesses? Because the truth is this, Jesus does not come to remove every cross. He comes to carry it with us, and through it, to lead us to life. As Holy Week begins now, the Church invites us not to rush. Walk slowly with him. Stand with him in the garden. Remain near him in his suffering. Stay at the foot of the cross, and in the quiet of prayer this week, return again and again to this question, who is this for me? If we allow the question to deepen, something beautiful happens. He is not only the prophet, not only the teacher, not only the miracle worker. He becomes the one who knows me, the one who seeks me, the one who carries me, the one who loves me to the end. The word Hosanna means save us. Today our palms are a prayer. Save us from fear. Save us from superficial faith. Save us from wanting a Savior without surrender, and save us from turning away when the road becomes hard, because the one entering Jerusalem is not passing through. He is entering our lives, and if we allow him to remain, he will lead us through suffering, through surrender, through love, into resurrection. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you enter Jerusalem, enter the city of our hearts. Shake what must be shaken. Heal what is wounded. Open what we have kept closed. Give us the courage to welcome you, not only with the palms of praise, but with the lives of surrender. Walk with us through this Holy Week. Stay with us in our suffering, our doubts, and our fears. Teach us to follow you on the way to the cross, so that we may also share in the joy of your resurrection. Hosanna, Lord, save us and make us faithful to you. Amen. If you found a blessing in this Palm Sunday reflection, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we choose a passage from the daily gospel and reflect over it, applying it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.